This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in some of the most recent audio releases in fiction, including a review of Earphones winner The Judge Hunter by Christopher Buckley, read by James Langton. We also have some mini-reviews remembering the works of Philip Roth, who died this year. So let's get right to it. Our first review in fiction is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Okay, our first review is You Think It, I'll Say It, Stories by Curtis Sittenfeld. It's read by Emily Rankin and Mark Deakins, and as I said, it's an Earphones winner. This excellent collection of 10 short stories is insightful, smart, and funny, laying bare the petty concerns, inner thoughts, and vulnerabilities of their high-achieving protagonists. The two narrators, Emily Rankin and Mark Deakins, are a credit to the audiobook as they incorporate humorous touches, where appropriate, even amid some of the more negative emotions on display. Rankin's youthful delivery is straightforward and no-nonsense, striking a tone that emphasizes the intelligence of the protagonists. Mark Deakins, for his part, also captures the sardonic intelligence and introspective natures of the stories in his well-paced delivery. Both narrators capture the timely, relevant, and humorous nature of these darkly observant stories. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of You Think It, I'll Say It, Stories by Curtis Sittenfeld. It's an Earphones winner, read by Emily Rankin and Mark Deakins, available from Random House Audio for 7 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison. It's an Earphones winner, read by P.J. Ocklin. This novel comes alive as an audiobook because of narrator P.J. Ocklin's ability to create unique voices for each of Evison's characters. At its core, it's a coming-of-age story featuring Mike Munoz, a Chicano landscaper who is seeking a break in society that is seemingly stacked against him. As Munoz meets the novel's other characters, his life changes, and in small ways, so does the world around him. The audiobook succeeds because of Ocklin's ability to give life to Evison's extraordinary voices and to dramatize the situations the characters find themselves in. Whether it's when Munoz has an abscess tooth pulled or when he confronts those whose wisdom turns out to be less than stellar, Ocklin makes the most of every moment. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison, read by P.J. Ocklin, and it's an Earphones winner. It's from Highbridge Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Dirty Deeds by Armand Rosamilia. It's an Earphones winner, read by Jack DeGolia. Jack DeGolia is the consummate narrator for this clever story. James Gaffney, not his real name, is a child killer for hire, who actually does the opposite, saves the kids and has them adopted. Listeners will thoroughly enjoy DeGolia's rendering of the chubby, sloppy, witty, and kind 40-something Gaffney. Since it's generally affluent parents who hire him, he is also wealthy. His assistant, Marissa, a kid he saved, helps him survive the many risks he takes. It's fun and informative to hear him perform his other job as a baseball card dealer. DeGolia also excels at portraying the undesirables Gaffney mingles with. Gaffney frequently doesn't know the good guys from the bad, nor will listeners. The literal and figurative cliffhanger ending is par for the course. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Dirty Deeds by Armand Rosamilia, read by Jack DeGolia. It's an earphones winner from Armand Rosamilia for 5 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Judge Hunter by Christopher Buckley. It's an earphones winner read by James Langton. Mixing English, American, Dutch, and French accents, James Langton has a wonderful time narrating this humorous and insightful historical novel. The story takes the listener from the intrigue of the Restoration Court of Charles II in England to the deep woods and Puritan politics of the New World in the early 1660s. Celebrated diarist Samuel Pepys, a secretary of procurement in the King's Navy, is being driven to distraction by his good-humored but utterly unemployable brother-in-law, Balthazar. So he sends Balti off on a couple of quick errands across the sea. What could go wrong? With unfailing cheerfulness, Langton takes us on a friendly and altogether fascinating romp through some little-known early American history. Brian Price wrote that review of The Judge Hunter by Christopher Buckley. It's an earphones winner read by James Langton, available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is One Big Joke, Key West Capers, Book 13 by Lawrence Shames, earphones winner read by Jem Mattson. Narrator Jem Mattson gleefully takes listeners along with comedian Larry Sullivan as he leaves his wife and frustrations in New York City and heads to Key West, where his writing partner Pat Coates lives. Sullivan's hesitant but endearing personality is captured convincingly by Mattson, along with pleasing descriptions of the setting, as well as appealing food and drink. Most entertaining and well-rendered are 90-year-old Bert the Shirt, because of his flashy attire, Ambrosia and Nacho, his ever-present chihuahua. When Sullivan and Coates attract attention of the mob, who are out there to get another comedian, things escalate, getting even more boisterous. Sound effects convincingly render phone conversations on stage performances, making listeners feel right in the center of the action. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of One Big Joke, Key West Capers, Book 13 by Lawrence Shames, an earphones winner read by Jem Mattson. And it's available from Lawrence Shames for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is The Extraordinary Life of Sam Hill by Robert Dugoni. It's an earphones winner read by the author. A rare condition gives Sam Hildred eyes, an attribute that marks him as a target in his youth, but grants some unique life lessons. Let me repeat that. A rare condition gives Sam Hill red eyes, an attribute that marks him as a target in his youth, but grants some unique life lessons. His family offers devout faith and practical wisdom, and a pair of mismatched friends keep Sam looking for the positive side of life. Author Robert Dugoni narrates Sam's life journey in an earnest and steadfast voice. Hearing the story through the author's own voice lends it an intimacy that enhances it wonderfully. Sam's life is filled with love, loss, tragedy, comedy, and everything in between. Sounding mature and dark at times, Dugoni artfully breathes life into every scene of a story about living life on the right terms, regardless of its ups and downs. John M. Murray wrote that review of The Extraordinary Life of Sam Hill. It's an earphones winner written and read by Robert Dugoni, available from Brilliance Audio for 11.75 hours unabridged. Next we have The Last Watchman of Old Cairo by Michael David Lucas. It's an earphones winner read by Eduardo Ballerini. The Cairo Geniza is a collection of 300,000 Jewish manuscript fragments that were found in a storeroom, Geniza, in Egypt. As Eduardo Ballerini's novel narrates, the story coalesces around three characters: Ali el-Rakb, the first watchman of the Ben Ezra Synagogue in Cairo over 1,000 years ago, his current-day descendant, Joseph al-Rakb, and Scottish scholars Agnes S. Lewis, Margaret D. Gibson, and Solomon Schechter, who discovered the scrolls and documents in the Cairo Geniza in 1896. Using soft Arabic and British accents interspersed with a steady, uninflected narrative, Ballerini draws listeners into the worlds of ancient and contemporary Egypt. The magic of the Ezra scroll and the ancient fragments of other documents flows through the story and transcends the generations. Ballerini's performance is as magical as the story itself. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of The Last Watchman of Old Cairo. It's written by Michael David Lucas and Earphones winner read by Eduardo Ballerini. It's available from Random House Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine, the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, our next review is Florida by Lauren Groff, read by the author, and it too is an Earphones winner. Groff's Sunshine State features no amusement park. While each story in this collection is richly told, the subject matter is often dark, tense, and dangerous. It seems the state itself is safe for no one, not the children or their mothers, a father or man's best friend. That said, Groff's world and performance make this an irresistible listen. She is warm while matter-of-fact and gentle as she shares tales of deprivation and isolation. Her voice seems to love her protagonists just as her pen puts them through trials and torment. The common touch of her narration matches the layers contained in each story. What seems simple is actually full of meaning. While this is not a traditional beach read, Florida is worth the trip. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Florida, written and read by Lauren Groff. It's an Earphones winner. It's from Penguin Audio for 7 hours unabridged. We'll take a break now from our reviews, and we'll have a little listen to Remembering Philip Roth, 1933 to 2018. First Essential Listening is Everyman by Philip Roth, read by George Guidel. Philip Roth's extraordinary book examines the decline and death of a Jewish advertising executive. Narrator George Guidel conveys the full spectrum of Roth's palette: fear, bewilderment, anger, humor, denial, and acceptance, with a transparency that's present in the best audiobooks. This is great literature that seems to become more universal in the spoken word format. It's from Recorded Books. We have now Goodbye Columbus and Five Stories, read by Philip Roth, read by Theodore Bickel, Harlan Ellison, Elliot Gould, John Rubinstein, and Jerry Sachs. Roth's virtuosity is magnificently dramatized with five excellent and quite different reading voices, each matched to the text. When Roth is good, he is very, very good. He's the best, as is this package. Phoenix Books, unabridged, has that Goodbye Columbus. My Life as a Man, read by Dan John Miller. Roth's 1974 work bursts into life with Dan John Miller's exceptional performance. The first section, Useful Fictions, consists of two entertaining short stories which Miller performs well. The second section, the majority of the work, My True Story, is Peter Tarnopol's first-person memoir of his rocky, emotionally wrought marriage to Maureen. Miller's performance of this portion of the book is scintillating, and it's available from Brilliance Audio. Nemesis by Philip Roth, read by Dennis Boutsakaris, is next. Roth wrestles with some of the more harrowing themes of aging in this work. The story is told from the perspective of a 23-year-old man who is weathering a polio epidemic in 1943. But it is clearly coming from the wisdom and perspective of one of the elders in American letters. Narrator Dennis Boutsakaris lends a credibility to the novel's observations and to their source, strengthening the protagonist's voice while losing none of the wisdom gleaned from the author's having been there long ago. Next, we have Operation Shylock, read by Fritz Weaver. Roth plunges into high-stakes intrigue when confronted with a lookalike who uses the author's celebrity status for outlandish political purposes. Roth may out-talk, outwit, and even out-impersonate the imposter, but his own fears and fascinations are harder to fight. The weapon of choice is an irresistible mastery of language, and it is wielded mightily by narrator Fritz Weaver. His energy and vulnerability convincingly kept Charles A. Lindbergh being elected president in 1940. Written from the perspective of Roth as a 7-year-old boy, the book demonstrates how easily a president's policies can shatter democracy. Narrator Ron Silver's New Jersey accent sounds as natural as the emotions he expresses. And that is a brief remembrance of the remarkable Philip Roth, 1933 to 2018. Very well, we continue now with our reviews in fiction, and we have Warlight by Michael Ondaatje, read by Steve West. It's an earphones winner. London-born narrator Steve West effortlessly mixes tones of mystery, uncertain memory, sophistication, and innocence in Ondaatje's latest novel. The story features a 14-year-old boy whose parents suddenly disappear from his life when they take jobs in faraway Singapore after World War II, leaving him and his older sister in the care of some suspect but otherwise caring characters. Soon the boy finds himself getting a quick backstreet and back canal education in the dog racing and other unsavory vocations, while desperately trying to reconnect with his mother and finally discovering what she did during the war. A wholly original listening experience. Brian Price wrote that review of Warlight by Michael Ondaatje. It's an earphones winner, read by Steve West. It's available from Random House Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged. Next we have, in literary fiction, Flying at Night. It's by Rebecca L. Brown, and it's an earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell, Kivlegan Montebello, and Arthur Morey. Brown's debut audiobook is well served by this stellar ensemble cast. Cassandra Campbell, Kivlegan de Montebello, and Arthur Morey give believable voices to the three main characters. Campbell, as Piper, has a voice balancing determination, frustration, and guilt as she navigates the challenges of raising her son, Fred, and becomes caretaker for her difficult father, Lance. The young de Montebello is extraordinary as 9-year-old Fred, recently diagnosed on the autism spectrum. De Montebello captures Fred's enthusiasm when he shares his knowledge of his current obsession, World War II, and communicates his confusion as he tries to fit into a world he misunderstands as much as it misunderstands him. Morey is especially believable as Lance, the Silver Eagle, whose medical catastrophe eventually mends hearts. Nancy E. McCarty wrote that review of Flying at Night. It's written by Rebecca L. Brown. It's an earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell, Kivlegan de Montebello, and Arthur Morey. And it's available from Penguin Audio for 11.25 hours, unabridged. Our next review is American Histories, Stories by John Edgar Wideman, an earphones winner, read by Dion Graham. Narrator Dion Graham so closely ties his pacing and tone to MacArthur Fellow John Edgar Wideman's ideas and variety of narrative structures in these essays and stories that he seems to become the writer, speaking directly to the listener. The collection itself reaches broadly from the autobiographical and personal to the scholarly and to riffs on language itself, giving Graham an enormous range of opportunities to create character voices for men, women, youth, and the elderly. Pronounce rhythmic passages with full measure of energizing beats, and employ phrasing that echoes Wideman's delight in the power of word repetition, alliteration, and occasional onomatopoeia. Topics include reflections on grading and undergraduate story, identifying as the son, brother, or father of a convicted black man, suicidal ideation, and a 19th century abolitionist. Francesca Goldsmith wrote that review of American History, Stories by John Edgar Wideman, an Earphones winner read by Dion Graham. It's available from Novel Audio for 6.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Italian Teacher. It's written by Tom Rockman, and it's read by Sam Alexander. Captivating dialogue abounds in this entertaining audiobook about a son's efforts to meet the expectations of his father, one of the world's greatest artists. At its core, Rockman's novel is the story of The Italian Teacher by Tom Rockman, read by Sam Alexander. Captivating dialogue abounds in this entertaining audiobook about a son's effort to meet the expectations of his father, one of the world's greatest artists. At its core, Rockman's novel is the story of Bear, a painter who believes he has no equal, and Pinch, his son, whose efforts to impress his father are repeatedly dashed by the ego-driven man. Narrator Sam Alexander skillfully brings this character study to life using accents, inflections, and the right mix of father-son tension and mutual indignation. The story fully blossoms after Bear's death, when Pinch attempts to create his only legacy, leads to unforeseen consequences. Alexander excels in these well-sculpted scenes, bringing to the fore previously suppressed emotions and ambitions that will not easily be forgotten. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of The Italian Teacher by Tom Rockman. It's read by Sam Alexander, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Repatriation of Henry Chin by Isaac Ho, read by Anthony Lee. As tension between the U.S. and China escalates in this novel, narrator Anthony Lee switches seamlessly between American-Chinese characters depicting the Asians in a realistic fashion. Lee takes on the persona of Henry Chin, an ex-military man who flees rather than turn his daughter in when the American government creates internment camps for people of Chinese descent. Their hair-raising flight to Canada is delivered at a rapid pace, keeping listeners glued to their earphones as danger mounts and ICE agents close in. This is a timely story suggested by real events given the current immigration debate in the U.S. and the imprisonment of Japanese Americans during World War II. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of The Repatriation of Henry Chin. It's written by Isaac Ho, read by Anthony Lee, available from Digital Fabulists for 7.75 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The House of Broken Angels by Luis Alberto Urrea, read by the author. This audiobook begins with a frantic revelation. Big Angel was late to his own mother's funeral. and the pace never slows down after that. The author narrates his novel with a verve and engagement that few performers could emulate, blending Spanish and English dialogue and narrative with the balance of a dancer. Listeners get to know Big Angel and his family through an almost stream-of-consciousness rhythm that can seem frenetic at times, poetic at others. Big Angel's mother is not the only character in this novel whose time on Earth became short. And with such a big story to tell in a limited time, Urrea's voice, so immediate, so present, can be overwhelming to the ear. But that may be just what this narrator was going for. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of The House of Broken Angels. It's by Luis Alberto Urrea, and it's read by the author. It's available from Hachette Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged. Finally today, we have That Kind of Mother by Ruman Alam, read by Vanessa Johansson. Rebecca Stone is the mother of two very different sons. One is her biological child, and the other is an adopted child of her African-American nanny. Vanessa Johansson narrates this story of love, family, and modern society in a voice full of feeling. With warmth and wry humor, she personalizes Rebecca's difficulty embracing motherhood. Johansson draws out the universal nature of this struggle, since we all have been children and many of us parents. Rebecca's life with her two sons becomes a cultural critique of society's uneven treatment of people. A look at both modern motherhood and family, this is an unpredictable story told by an expert narrator. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of That Kind of Mother. It's written by Ruman Alam and it's read by Vanessa Johansson. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening. That concludes our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have reviews in romance and science fiction, including a review of Earphone's winning reading of The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang, read by Emily Wu Zeller. We also have some mini-reviews covering the new changes in education. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.